11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Hello everybody, welcome along to the League Podcast Championship edition. League One and League Two is out there, has been covered by Jason Lewis from the 72.co.uk. I'm delighted to say that Pete Farris joins me on the line to preview six championship matches. You well, Pete?
Yeah, very well. I'm not successful enough to replace, so I'm delighted to still be here.
Irreplaceable.
Yeah, in one way, yeah.
Yes. Derby, Norwich, Brighton, Fulham, Watford and Leeds are the home teams today. We're going to have a look through all of them and we're going to start with Derby County. League positions, first of all. Derby are second, of course, only on goal difference from Bournemouth, with Bolton currently in 14th position on 34 points, a full 20 points inferior to their hosts this weekend. Derby have got into a nice routine of just winning 2-0. Did it in the FA Cup against Chesterfield, did it against Blackburn Rovers and then went away to Cardiff and did the same. They're 11-20 to win this game, 3-1 the draw. Bolton are 5-1. Does the juggernaut continue here, Pete?
I think it probably does, yes. 11-20 though, it's quite unappealing in terms of a bet, isn't it? They've obviously brought Jesse Lingard and Tom Ince in, so that'll give them real width, which I think is something that the Steve McLaren's been aiming for quite a while now. So he's brought those guys in, obviously. They've got a great central midfield. They've got a very, very good front pairing. And they've also, of course, got Richard Keogh and Jake Buxton. And Buxton, of course, who was injured, is apparently going to be fit for this game. Now, 11-20 Derby, why would that be a good price? Well, Bolton, for a start. I mean, they're welcoming back Adam Lafondre, who couldn't play against Liverpool. They've, of course, also looked very good recently. I mean, this is a Bolton side who, under Neil Lennon, have shown real massive signs of improvement. I mean, they were sort of half mocked when they brought Ida Gudjonsson and Emil Heskey in, but both of them have, of course, been revelations. Their recent form, yeah, they've lost at Rotherham, and yeah, they've lost against Liverpool, but kind of fair enough. But they've also lost against Huddersfield away from home. You know, they scraped past Millwall, they scraped, and I'm talking result rather than performance, because I don't know about these two performances, but they got by Millwall by a goal, they got by Sheffield Wednesday by a goal, and Derby at home, they apart from that sort of one-off game, they're just a bit too much to really oppose, in my opinion. Now, they tend to score two goals at home. In fact, you're only looking at five games all season at home in which Derby haven't reached that magical two mark. So, I mean, something along the lines of the race to two at 3-4, Lee, would be really, really good for this game. Mm. Now, the other thing to say is an important cog in this Bolton team is missing. Neil Dans, of course, red-carded against Liverpool. And he is a really, really important cog. He's a cracking player. But what I think is Bolton's main problem is going to be through the centre. He's going to be in the centre of the park, because David Wheater, still coming back to fitness, looked very good. Tim Ream looked very good in the week as well. And there's some good players in there. But I think through the middle, on the ground, that back line is going to be exposable. So I wouldn't be looking at Chris Martin or Darren Bent, guys who, you know, are good on the ground and good in the air. I'm not even necessarily look at the wings. I'd look towards someone like Will Hughes. 14-5 Will Hughes. You know, he's got that movement. He will try and be sucked into those gaps that Bent and Martin will try and create, that Ince and Lingard, if they both start, will try and create. So for me, the goal scorer, you're not looking at a big guy, because against Wheater especially, they're not going to be winning the ball in the air very often. And you're looking, I think, at the players on the ground, those who can find the gaps, expose the space. And for me, Will Hughes at 14-5 anytime is absolutely one of them.
Mm, very nice. So look at Norwich next. Norwich versus Blackpool. The prices see the Canaries at 1-3. 4-1 the draw. Blackpool 8-1. I'm struggling to remember a team at 1-3 while we've been doing this podcast. I'm sure there has been one, but it's such a rare occurrence that you see such a short price in the Championship. Mm. And this is after Blackpool won a game. But all their wins, as we do say, tend to come at home and tend to be 1-0. Their away form leaves a lot to be desired, especially when you go 2 up, Pete, and then lose at half time, you're 2 up, and then lose 7-2. Norwich's home form It's all right. You know, they're eighth, just outside the playoffs, lost to Brentford, lost to Reading in the last five. But they've also, in the three wins that they had in between those two losses, managed to score 14 goals in three matches against Huddersfield, Millwall and Cardiff. Could this be a cricket score?
No, I don't think it will be, Lee. In fact, what I've played here is Norwich by goal at 11-4. Yes, Blackpool are done. I'm sorry, it's horrible to see, and for the fans it must be absolutely horrible. And yes, they're only 9 points off catching Brighton in 21st. You know, they're only three places away, but it just feels like they're not going to be able to garner the points. There's a feeling amongst the fans, the club, the players, from the sounds of things as well. You know, I appreciate, you know, players who've tweeted or Snapchatted about losing again aren't at the club anymore. But, you know, there's a feeling there amongst journalists, amongst people like us who punt on it, people like our listeners who punt on it, that they are never, never backable. And they're not backable in this game to win the game. But, I mean, the plus two is 17-20. Now, when you look at why I'm playing this, hopefully it'll make a bit more sense. Because Norwich at home all season have won just five times. Now, the most recent three of those, they've hit 5, 6 and 3. So, all right, fair enough. Now, in the one game where they hit the three, they only won by a goal. They won by a goal against Bolton, and they won by more than a goal against Blackburn and Watford. But I don't think they're going to be able to keep this kind of pace up. They obviously lost at home against Brentford, didn't they, off the back of that 0-0 draw with Birmingham. And I think Blackburn, barring, of course, that second half utter collapse against Watford, have not been abysmal away from home at all. They really haven't. And when they've been to, you know, decent teams, Forest at the time were decent, they only lost 2-0. You know, they've not been to too many brilliant ones, but I still think that this is a side that they're playing who are good but not brilliant. So the other bet I'm playing here is Norwich and both teams to score. Probably my favourite bet in this game. Norwich and both teams 11-5. Now, again, why would I play that? Well, Blackpool haven't really struggled to score away from home, certainly this calendar year, massively. I mean, they didn't, obviously this calendar year, they've only had two league games, I should say, where they obviously scored two against Watford, but they scored against Rotherham, against Charlton, not against Wednesday or Wolves maybe, but against Leeds, against Fulham. You know, they do get that goal. So if Norwich are going to win this, they concede as well for me. And of course, if you look talking about Norwich conceding in all but two of their home wins this season, they have conceded. So that Norwich and both teams at 11-5 is worth a nibble as well.
Yeah. Let's have a look at Brighton next. They're at home to Nottingham Forest and are priced up at 5-4 to collect all 3 points. Forest are 23-10 and the draw is priced up at 11-5. Well, Forest's poor run doesn't really reflect their league position, or isn't reflected in their league position. Still 12th, which isn't too bad, on 34 points. Brighton would certainly swap with them, Pete, on 29 points, just 2 points above the drop zone, having lost to Blackpool, as we've already mentioned. They need to bounce back from that. That's a horrific result, really, isn't it? When you're the team that everyone's chasing and they beat you.
Yeah. They've only lost five times away from home this season, Forrest. And also, of course, the new manager, Dougie Friedman, a manager who I rate massively. I felt his hands were tied at Bolton in the later days. He obviously took them to almost get into the playoffs. Final game of the season, they missed out on the playoffs, didn't they, in his first year in charge. And I think he's a very good manager. Obviously, transfer embargo is bad, but I think he's got enough quality there to push this team a little bit. I don't think they're going to go down. I don't think they're going to go up. I think he'll keep them nice and solid. But you're absolutely right in what you say. Brighton haven't really themselves been winning tons of games. That fantastic, I should say at home. I should quantify at home. Because that fantastic win over Ipswich, and then, you know, 3 wins from 5 is great. But I don't think, again, they are the value here. Look back to last weekend. Forest were 4-6 last weekend. Now, obviously, Brighton are probably a better bet at 5-4 than Forest ever were at 4-6 at home. But 23-10 in this league, with a new manager, with players who I think will be, first and foremost, very well organised, they still have got players in there. Lansbury, Asambalonga. You know, these guys can score goals. They can create goals. They can defend. They've got such a good squad, Forest. I really do think they've got a good squad. They just haven't been able to get it going under Stuart Pearce. If you listen to Danny Mills, that there might be one reason, or maybe, you know, it might just not work for Stuart Pearce there. But Brighton are too short again here. And as much as you want to say, well, Forest aren't a great side, Fulham aren't. Millwall aren't, and they've both been to Brighton recently and won. Now, again, under Chris Hughton, I appreciate Brighton are a slightly different side, but I just felt I had to go on a pro-Forest way here. And from it's a weird thing, because last weekend, Lee, I was sitting here in this exact chair saying to you, how on earth are Forest meant to be that price? How am I meant to back them at that price? And the week after, I'm going, I'll tell you what, I quite like the draw no bet price on Forest here. 11-8. Really, really nice way in. The last of the bets here is the over 2.5 match goals. Landed in 4 of the last 5 Forest away games and 3 of the last 5 Brighton home games. Over 2.5 is 11-10, which I think, again, is exceptional value.
Fulham, Birmingham next. The odds, Fulham are 11-8. Birmingham are 2-1. The draw is the biggest price of the three at 9-4. Fulham are 15th, 3 points below Birmingham City, who are in 11th position on 37, full 10 points outside of the playoffs. But neither team should be worried too much about being dragged down to the bottom of the table either. So already looking a little bit like a mid-table end of season game, although we're a mile off the end of the season. There's not much to write home about the form either, really, is there? I mean, Fulham came a cropper in the FA Cup replay in midweek. Birmingham, successive 0-0 draws against Sheffield Wednesday away and Norwich at home. Why did you pick this one, Pete?
Why did I pick this one? I felt that Birmingham were excellent value. Truth be told, that was what it came down to. Yes, back-to-back games where they haven't scored. Obviously against Wednesday, whose problems have come up front, not really at the back. And a home draw against Norwich. But I think they're a very good side. And more than anything, I think they've been, very recently, a very good away side. You know, away from St Andrews this season, they've lost just 4 games. That crazy one against Blackpool, losing at Middlesbrough is fine. You can say the same at Ewood Park. And maybe only that nasty blot on their away record this season was the destruction at the hands of Wigan. I'm talking away because, obviously, they conceded 8 in one game. But I really don't rate Fulham at the moment. I really don't. They weren't great against Blackburn despite losing 2-1. They obviously had that FA Cup replay in the week. There'll be some important players tired, and there'll of course be a goalkeeper very low on confidence as well. For anyone who didn't see what Bettinelli did, Lee, did you see what Bettinelli did this week?
No, go on.
He dropped the ball. It was some of the strangest, you could argue, unlucky goalkeeping. But he's getting a bit of a reputation. He's had a red card this season. He made that mistake as well. And you've kind of got to go, oh, that's, yeah, I'm not too keen to get involved in him massively. It was an own goal that he absolutely could have avoided. And you've really, I think, got to look at a Birmingham side who are very decent. They've kept hold of Demaria Gray as well. A £5 million bid they turned down for him. They've won at Forest, at Huddersfield away from home recently. They're a hard team to beat away. That's the thing for me. At 2-1, they're too big. Fulham, I don't think, should be actually favs in this market, if I'm perfectly honest with you. Again, I've gone for another draw no bet at 11-10. And I know he's only got 4 goals this season, Lee. But it's almost, it feels a little bit like it's written in the stars that Demaria Gray, of course, he scored in one game and then he got a hat-trick in a 3-3 draw as well. I can't remember who the draw was against, but he did get a hat-trick early this season, Gray, and 12-5 any time for a guy who's been in the press an awful lot this week is very good. Also, have a little look at Clayton Donaldson at 13-8. There's big rumours his club, before he signed for Birmingham, was going to be Fulham, and that could be another little play in your favour as well.
Yeah, interesting. Better so I can see why you picked it now. Watford.
Good, I'm not here to impress you. Which is a good job when you look at the naps table, I suppose.
Watford, Blackburn, even money, the London team, 12-5 the draw, and Blackburn are 14-5. The league positions of these two, currently Watford are sitting in the final playoff spot with 47 points from their 28 games, so all going quite well. Blackburn are a million miles away from challenging if they can put a really good run together between now and the end of the season. On 39 points with a dead level goal difference after their 28 games. Personally, I'm not sure I can see them putting that kind of run together, Pete. These are the kind of games where they'll have to pick something up from if they are going to challenge for the playoffs.
Yeah, they are. Even money, it's not quite backable for me on the outright. I think there's a couple of reasons why. Yes, they hit 7 against Blackpool, but they were 2-0 down in that game. And if they show that kind of defensive naivety against Blackburn, they'll kill them and they'll finish them. Yes, they hit 5 past Charlton. Charlton going through a bit of a funk at the moment. Blackburn ticking along nicely. They've kept their two main assets in Rudy Gestede and Jordan Rhodes. They have, of course, lost a very important young prospect to Brentford. But what they have done is they've kept hold of those guys. Now, Rudy Gestede actually met in the reverse fixture at Ewood Park last year. 5-4 any time for Gestede. I mean, Rhodes is 6-4 if you want to play him as well. But I've played Gestede. He's already scored against them this season, and I think he can do so again this weekend. There's so many good bets in this game. This is arguably one of the best value games in the Championship this weekend. Over 2.5 is 4-7. Over 3.5 would have landed in the last game. It was 2-2. But if you want a nice little shorty for Iraka, Watford amongst the teams with the most goals in their games in this league as well. So that's another thing in your favour. Over 2.5 is 4-7. Just stick it on your overs coupon. Nice and easy. And yeah, you know, you look at Watford at home and you say, well, listen, the last two, they've hit 12 goals. They beat Wigan. They obviously have lost, you know, some silly games here and there, and they lost a fair enough game against Bournemouth too. But I keep looking at Blackburn here and thinking they're an impressive side. I mean, away from home, they are tricky to beat. That's the thing. They were tricky to beat, I should say. They've drifted away a little bit. I mean, no win since that one against Forest 3-1 last year. But, you know, they've been to Brentford, they've been to Derby, they've been to Middlesbrough, they've been to Bolton, which is, you know, a very hard place to go, the Mac one at the moment. So they've been to some very, very decent places. And again, it's another draw, no bet pickly, if I'm honest with you. I do think, again, Blackburn have every chance in the world of coming away from this game with a draw, 13-8. Even though Watford have looked great in front of goal, I'm still not quite ready to take that leap on them. Finally, and this is probably my favourite bet of the entire game, and almost the weekend, but not quite. The goal time market. Match goal, 46th to 60th minute, yes, at 5-4. Now, it's an interesting one, this. It landed in the Huddersfield game. It landed in the Charlton game, the Blackpool game. It landed in the Bournemouth game. It didn't land in the Cardiff game, but it landed against Watford. It landed against Reading. It landed against Fulham. So you have got so many goals in that period. Obviously, in the second halves, for whatever reason, Watford are fired up to go out there and hit as hard as they can in those second halves. And I think that's a good little sort of stat play if you want to play it.
Very nice, yeah. Good research. Leeds United versus Brentford is our final game that we'll look at today in the Championship. But Leeds are 9-5. It's 21-10 the draw and 13-8 for Brentford. So if you can make an argument, there's a bit of value on any of the three results there. Brentford fifth on 49 points from the 28 games. Leeds right down in 19th. With 32 points from their 28. Leeds unbeaten in four now, though. Draw away at Bolton, at home to Birmingham, the win against Bournemouth, and the win away at Huddersfield in the Derby. Decent nick, that, for Leeds.
It is. I chose this game, Lee, for a couple of reasons. Firstly, I hadn't really spoken about Brentford for a fair while on the podcast, I didn't think. So it was about time we sort of looked at them, obviously playing superbly. These were, of course, two managers, both nominated for Manager of the Month, Neil Redfern and, of course, Mr. Warburton. It actually, in the end, went to Aitor Karanka at Middlesbrough. But it just goes to show that Leeds have turned a bit of a corner recently. A fantastic home win against Bournemouth. The fantastic away win against Huddersfield. Yeah, okay, it was two poor teams. I don't know why I'm just throwing feces around.
That was down to the accent, I think, mother.
Yeah, I think it probably was, yeah. But still, do I have an accent? Everyone tells me I don't have an accent.
No, only when you say poor.
Yeah, poor or moor. Yeah. For Moore as well. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, Brentford away from home. Three wins from five. Yeah, I was talking about poo. Three wins from five. But Leeds, I just think, are really improving. Now, I saw Brentford against Middlesbrough last weekend before I covered Chesterfield's game. I sat and watched most of that match and felt they moved the ball very well. They had some great chances, but they were just a little bit unconvincing. Now, if this is pricing was the other way around, if Leeds were 13-8, Brentford were 9-5, I'd be playing draw no bet Brentford. It's that tight an affair. However, because it's the other side, because it's Leeds, because of the way they've improved, because Neil Redfern's finally starting to get them tick over, because he's finally abandoned the diamond midfield formation and found something that Leeds can settle into a bit more, because the fans are a little more appeased than they were. And this is my personal opinion. My personal opinion is that Massimo Cellino, I think the fact that he can't be involved directly with the club, I think might just take a little bit away from Neil Redfern. It might just make it, when someone's leaning over your shoulder, a backseat driver, if you will, just kind of, you'll be a bit more relaxed, and I think things might tick over for Leeds a little bit better at the moment. So draw no, but again, I've played a lot of them this weekend. Even money Leeds is very, very good. But also, I thought that Brentford looked a little bit weak defending corners last weekend. And actually, over the last couple of weeks, I've seen them and thought, that's a bit of a weakness, I think. Liam Cooper, the now Leeds captain, saw him at Chesterfield an awful lot last season, cracking left-footed centre-back. He's 15-2 to score. Now, he has scored this season, and it didn't come from a set piece. It was an absolutely cracking wonder strike that ripped the back of the net that he scored with. But 15-2 for Cooper. And also, I just think anyone big, or certainly anyone who's good in the box, so Billy Sharp, for example, at 19-10, worth a look as well. But I would side with Leeds here, certainly in the draw no bet market.
Very good. Nap time. Our new colleague Jason Lewis has gone for Chesterfield to win 2-0 as his very first nap. He's inherited a nice little sum, not quite as big as it was. Sam got out at the right time. He was on a bit of a losing streak, but he's got £53.50 in the bank. I'm on -22, and Pete -£100.32. You need some winners quick, mate. We both do, to be fair. I got a little bit lucky last week. My Daryl Murphy bet was a void because he didn't play. So there you go. I'm going back in the same, though. I'm going back for Daryl Murphy again. He's down to play this weekend away at Rotherham, who have the third worst home defence in the division. Ipswich have got the second best away attack in the division. 23 goals they've scored away from home. He's got 8 of them. 8 goals in 14 away games is a good record for me, obviously at a team who do concede, and he's 7-5 any time, so I'm going to have another go on that one. Daryl Murphy to score any time at 7-5 should be odds on by my calculations, given that he's got 18-14. Where are you going, Pete?
Well, it was down to 2 for me. With the way the Derby score and with Bolton's exertions against Liverpool in the week, I thought the Derby on the outrights were good, but I thought 11-20. I appreciate the nap is the best bet, whatever the price. Even if I'm losing, as I did last season, Lee. Even if I'm losing toward the end, I'll put up what I think is the best bet rather than to do well in the nap table.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I thought even 11-20 was too much of a nothing for me, really. The race of 2 or 3 to 4, that really interested me. With the way they score at home, with Bolton's exertions, as I've said in a week, that 3 to 4 was fascinating. But then I looked at Birmingham and I thought, I think Birmingham are too good away at Fulham. And then I looked further down and I thought, I really fancy Leeds. And I found it really hard. I've gone with the race of 2 for Derby County in the end. I think they've added pace, they've added trickery, they've added creativity. Ince and Lingard are good signings for them. They've kept Will Hughes, their centre-back pairing will be good and back, and as good as Bolton were in the week, as much as they've improved under Neil Lennon, as much as they'll have, for example, Adam Lafondra back for this game, there's no Neil Dans, and I think he's vital in that side. And also, I think most importantly, I just think they might be a little bit after the Lord Mayor showy, if that makes sense. I think Bolton are a good side, I wish them the best, but in this game, my nap of the week will be Derby race to 2 at 3 to 4.
Very good. Thank you very much, Pete. That's the three naps there. We will reconvene next week for more of the same. If you're having a bet on any of the markets that we've discussed today, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.